to where we need it to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in a position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive. That has to start now with dealing with the grave humanitarian situation in Gaza, then reconstruction, rebuilding what's been lost, and critically, engaging both sides in trying to start to make real improvements in the lives of people, so that Israelis and Palestinians can live with equal measures of security, of peace, and of dignity.
You stress that word equal right there. That seems to be a new emphasis for this administration. We haven't heard that a lot in the past, equal rights for Palestinians and Israelis.
Well, it's vitally important that that Palestinians feel hope and have opportunity and can live in security, just as it is for Israelis. And there should be equal measures. And in a democratic society, that is, I think, an obligation of any government. So ultimately, I think that hope, that security, that dignity will be found in a Palestinian state. But meanwhile, we have to do everything we can both to address the immediate situation, which is humanitarian reconstruction in Gaza, starting to improve people's lives in a concrete way, and ultimately get to a place where we can get negotiations and move towards something that brings a lasting resolution to the problem.
That's Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Let's get back to your phone calls. Jimmy, we're talking about infrastructure. What's going on with you, Jimmy? Oh, and by the way, a first-time caller. Hi, Jimmy. You're up. Go right ahead.
How you doing? Listen, my version of infrastructure is bridges, highways, such as that. That's basically the what it is. But the Democrats' version is votes for them. That's what it's about. Keeping and retaining the presidency and their power.
So you don't think that child care and free college and stuff like that is a part of infrastructure?
Of course not. Everybody knows it. Democrats are just trying to buy votes. That's how they operate. They're dirty, sneaky Democrats.
Wow.
Lying, cheating, whatever. That's my version of Democrats and their infrastructure plan.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man. Again, another survivor, a first-time caller. We rarely, our survivor rate is just incredible. No, it really is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, the brand new week, brand new challenges. We'll talk more about that coming up. We'll get to more of your calls, by the way. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What do you consider to be infrastructure? Child care? Paid family leave? I mean, no, I'm serious. We'll see what you think coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, 4:31 as we check out our Monday afternoon traffic cameras. Looks like we're getting some rush hour flows already through the resort corridor right now, both directions. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour, mainly between Tropicana and Charleston there, north and south. Do expect some congestion there at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street, and that's causing some backups there on that transition. Those leaving 15 north over to 515 east. Lane restrictions with possible delays. That's on the Northern Beltway, 215 west at Tenaya. And there's some shoulder activity there. They're still there. That's Interstate 15 north, the on-ramp at the 215 interchange.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are one win away from advancing to the next round of the postseason where they would match up against the Colorado Avalanche. Golden Knights lead the Minnesota Wild 3-1. Golden Knights were down 1-0 in the series, have won three in a row since, including a 4-0 win in St. Paul this past Saturday. Game 5 is tonight at T-Mobile Arena as the Golden Knights have a chance to advance on their home ice. The UNLV baseball team, they close out the regular season over the weekend, losing 2 out of 3 against Fresno State with a 15-12 Mountain West record. They do not qualify for the Mountain West postseason tournament. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Bigger savings every day.
Staples has just lowered their everyday prices on paper, pens, and markers.
Now, select 5 packs of Sharpie markers and 4 packs of Expo Dry Erase markers are $3.99 each. And a ream of Staples True Red copy paper is just $4.49. Plus, earn 10% back in rewards on paper.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save at Staples. Ends 5/1/21, limit 3. Curbside available at most stores. See staples.com/weeklyad for details.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Americans for Prosperity. I found it interesting on the Sunday shows yesterday. A lot of stuff that I just totally disagreed with. Bernie Sanders, for instance, was on, where was he? Face the Nation. And, you know, he was trying to make the claim that Biden all along has been a big backer of Israel. I mean, we all know better than that. Going back to the Obama administration, of which Biden was very much a part of, that Benjamin Netanyahu wasn't welcome at the White House. We know that. That's what's so sad about this. But let's go quickly to cut 4. Bernie Sanders with John Dickerson and Biden, according to Bernie Sanders, and you can believe this or not, I choose not to, has been a big supporter of Israel. Here was Bernie Sanders yesterday on Face the Nation.
Last Sunday, you wrote a piece in the New York Times that said the U.S. must stop being an apologist for the Netanyahu government. Since you wrote that, the president has been very supportive of Israel. Do you think the administration is being an apologist for the Netanyahu government?
Look, John, all that I think is that given the incredible suffering in Gaza, where we have a poverty rate of 56%, 70% of the young people are unemployed, and after the Israeli attacks, you have wastewater plants destroyed, clinics destroyed, hospitals destroyed. I think the United States has got to develop an even-handed approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We have to be pro-Israel, but we have to be pro-Palestinian. And I hope and believe the president understands that. And I was delighted to see that he is moving forward to try to rebuild with the international community the destruction, rebuild Gaza after all of that destruction.
You mentioned an even-handed approach. When I read a portion of your editorial to the Prime Minister Netanyahu, he thought it was preposterous, your claim that he had created the conditions and that he'd made peace impossible, because he said, how do you have negotiations with Hamas? They are dedicated to the destruction of Israel. President Biden again said that this week when he said, until the region says unequivocally they acknowledge the right of Israel to exist as an independent Jewish state, there will be no peace. How do you have an even-handed approach to terrorists who want to destroy Israel?
Well, what you have got to do is also understand that over the years, the Netanyahu government has become extremely right-wing, and that there are people in the Israeli government now who are overt racists. You have in West Jerusalem people being evicted from their homes. Tremendous pressure on people within Israel, the Arab community, as well as Gaza. So you have a very difficult situation. You have Hamas, a terrorist group. You have a right-wing Israeli government, and the situation is getting worse. And all that I'm saying is that the United States of America has got to be leading the world in bringing people together, not simply supplying weapons to kill children in Gaza. This last series of attacks killed 64 children and destroyed a large part of the infrastructure of Gaza in a community that has already been one of the most uninhabitable territories in the world.
You have put forward legislation that would delay the sale of military equipment to Israel. Would you also put the same kind of conditions you'd like to see on that aid to Israel, on any aid the U.S. gives through the U.N. or otherwise to the Palestinians, to make sure that Hamas doesn't get any of it?
Absolutely. Look, Hamas is a terrorist, corrupt, authoritarian group of people. And we have got to stand up to them.
That was Bernie Sanders. And I'll just, what he says has to be filtered through that progressive prism. And it's just bizarre. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone call. Brady has been holding very patiently. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
Good, man.
Hey, once I heard Black Lives Matter, AOC and the squad, and almost all the Democrats side with Hamas and Palestine, I kind of had to bang my head against the wall again. I mean, this is getting out of hand. How are we going to stop these idiots? And they're going after Netanyahu now. I was just listening to them. When we're supplying Hamas with the rockets on one side that they're launching into Israel, and then we're supplying the missiles that the Iron Dome is shooting off to take those rockets out of the sky. How is that ever going to work?
Are you saying nobody should get anything?
Oh, I would give Israel whatever they want. I'm not a big fan of Hamas. I'm not a big fan of what they're doing over in Yemen with the Iranian government, with the Houthis. You know, we need to wipe these people off the map before they try to take Israel out, which they're doing now. I'm not into this diplomacy and like Obama with all the money on the tarmac at night for the Iranian mullah.
Yeah.
No, not anymore. We need to take these people and wipe them right off the map.
There you go. Brady, thank you, man. A lot of people believe that around the country. A lot of my Jewish friends believe that this is about the ability of Israel to survive as a nation, because that's what this is. Iran, through Hamas, is hell-bent on destroying Israel, period. No explanation, this is subtle like a hand grenade. They want to destroy Israel. And we need to do everything. If it's, $700 million worth of missiles, then so be it. That's fine. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, in case you're wondering, they're still talking about a police reform bill on Capitol Hill. And one of the things they're finding is that all this thing about defunding the police and cutting billions of dollars from police budgets, it's resulting in a huge increase in shootings, and it's really sad. No, I mean it's. I mean, people are dying in the streets of Chicago and other cities, and all as a result of the cuts to the police force. Cory Booker was on with Dana Bash yesterday on State of the Union, and was talking about the possibility of getting a bill out of Congress to reform the police. It might, in some cases, involve, you know, the fact that we may have to cut some budgets. But listen to Cory Booker, and he says the one thing that he's found that is a sticking point for any police reform bill is qualified immunity, that it's standing in the way of a police reform bill. Here it is yesterday.
I know you and your fellow Democrats want to end that. Republicans say, for the most part, that it needs to stay. I want you to hear what the House Majority Whip, Jim Clyburn, said on this show a few weeks ago.
I will never sacrifice good on the altar of perfect. If you don't get qualified immunity now, then we'll come back and try to get it later. But I don't want to see us throw out a good bill because we can't get a perfect bill.
Senator, is ending qualified immunity for individual officers a red line for you, or do you agree with what you just heard Congressman Clyburn say?
Well, what I agree with what he said is that we need to, at some point, get qualified immunity. It's what I'm determined at this negotiating table to get. And these are labels that a lot of folks don't know what they mean. This means that in the United States of America, any profession that where you violate in a serious way the civil rights of another American, should someone be shielded? This is not about going after good officers. This is about when officers have breached the civil rights of another American citizen. And to me, we need this to create real accountability. So I'm at the negotiating table fighting for that. We have to have a nation where when you do wrong, again, not the good officers, but when folks have done wrong, violated someone's fundamental constitutionally protected rights, that there is not a shield in the judicial system, but true accountability where they are not above the law, but are held accountable by it.
Cory Booker yesterday with Dana Bash on CNN. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. I was fascinated by the column in the RJ, and I had a chance to talk to Victor Jakes about it, the idea of subsidizing the A's, helping the A's and Major League Baseball build a baseball-only stadium somewhere here in, Las Vegas, Clark County, Henderson, doesn't matter. I'm going to be honest with you. I love the way T-Mobile did it, you know. It didn't require any public money. I don't like the way Allegiant Stadium did it. They hit the general public with $750 million in public funding, and that to me was wrong. It's fine. It got built. I love going to Golden Knights games. I wish I had tickets for tonight. You know, but I'll just tell you. You know, the idea of communities, strapped as we are, and I know we're awash in cash, and I understand that, but the fact is we don't have enough money to put up another $750 million for a baseball stadium. We just don't have it. And I'll be honest with you, as a taxpayer, I'm not crazy about forking over a whole bunch of money for a whole bunch of rich folks. We'll see what you think coming up in our next segment. Is that fair? In fact, if you want to join us, you can join us right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is it time to fork over $700 million, $800 million, $1 billion so that we can have a baseball team, we can have the Oakland A's? I mean, I'd love to have the A's. I'd love to have Major League Baseball. I'd welcome it. I'll just tell you, you know, I'd love to be able to watch the Kansas City Royals come through here, my old ball club. I would love to. I mean, I traveled with them. No, I would love to do that. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
So now there's a bill that would allow casinos, even if they suspect you have a weapon, to call Metro instead of even asking you about it. What? I'll tell you all about it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the whole notion of should we be paying so that the Oakland A's can move to Southern Nevada. If they don't get a stadium deal in Oakland. And by the way, they wouldn't be the first team to walk away from Oakland. I didn't realize this, but somebody told me, I think it was in Victor Jake's column today, that the MGM built the T-Mobile Arena for just $375 million. That's great. And by the way, it was privately funded. Who's to say we can't do that again for Major League Baseball? The question is, would the A's, would Major League Baseball demand some form of payment by the taxpayers, you know, to build, and it would probably be on the order of $1 billion, okay? Very, very similar to what the Raiders got. But I'll be honest with you, I would not support, as much as I want Major League Baseball, I really do, I think it'd be great.